Kyler Filiwicz, and I don't know if he realized, I don't know if the big man looks at stats while the game's going on. I hope you don't, because you're probably in trouble if you do. But, man, you had a double-double in the first half. You had five assists. Here we are going, all right, triple-double. But, Kyler, I give Western Carolina credit for coming back. You guys really had to dig down deep to win this one.
For sure, yeah. They came out of the second half. We talked at halftime. We thought we were letting them get a little too comfortable offensively. We didn't fix it well enough to start the half. Credit to them. They came out. They're a great team. Came out, made some plays. But we were able to kind of get back leveled and make enough plays to win the game.
Talk about where this team is. You're coming off a nice road win at ETSU. Get out to a big lead, fall behind in the second half, but come back and get an early. That's two league wins in a row.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about things?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, always grateful to get wins in this league with the level of competition that we got. There are some things we need to fix. We know that. A couple of games where we've had some bigger leads and we let them slip. So just staying locked in and level for the whole 48 – or whole 40, sorry, will help us out.
48,
you're high school.
You already put himself at the NBA.
No,
that's right.
I like Too much 2K.
18 rebounds tonight, 15 on the defensive end. You're averaging a double-double. I think there's only 15 guys in the country doing that. Mm-hmm. Talk about what it means to you rebounding-wise. What do you work on day in and day out to be the kind of rebounder that you are?
Just kind of knowing our guys, really, knowing how other teams play, kind of scouting. I can know when certain guys are going to get to their shots, and I can kind of work to keep their guys off the glass and then on the other end, get after shots myself. But staying in good shape, having a good motor, that's really helped me a lot.
By the way, belated congratulations on 1,000 points.
Thank you.
I don't know if you realize or whether the coaches said anything, but when Corey Tripp got his 1,000th couple of games ago, you had the assist. When you got yours, Corey had the assist.
Yeah.
And now you dominate in the first half. It's got to be a great feeling to see Corey take over late game, hit big free throws. Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel so good when the ball's in his hands.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's something that's gone back the past couple of years. We know we need some plays late. He's the guy we're going to go to majority of the time because he's made those plays a lot before. And we have a lot of trust in him. I definitely do. And we know he's going to keep that up going forward.
Fake handoff down on the baseline. And and going for a jam. You got some point guard abilities, right?
try to. Yes, sir. That one's to Coach Gibson, though. He called it out in the timeout before that. So I got to give him the credit there.
Former point guard himself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Next time, lead the fast break and go coast to coast.
I got you. I'll give it a try.
Kyler, great game.
Thank
congratulations.
You guys.
Nice job, Kyler.
All right.